right, welcome back to the final segment for this Wednesday evening of Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. Frank, tonight, once again, a couple of great guests. Sean Moore, he is just terrific. What an articulate spokesman and representative diplomat for the University of Virginia football program. Brian Boland from the UVA tennis program, the head coach, obviously. And you have a little props to give out to one Nate Collins, who's had back-to-back terrific weeks on the football field.
No doubt about it. Nate Collins, if Jim and I were giving out awards, he'd get some awards from us. Virginia senior, plays nose tackle this past week and defensive end the week before at Maryland. For the second week in a row, the ACC announced that Nate was named co-defensive lineman of the week. As you may recall, against Maryland, he actually had an interception return for a touchdown. He had a slew of tackles and just generally wreaked havoc right there at one of the end positions. This past Saturday against Georgia Tech, which was typically double-teaming him on every play when he was playing nose tackle, he had 16 tackles, including 10 solos, constantly involved disrupting their option offense. And I hate to think what would have happened if he hadn't have been there, because we didn't have Matt Conrath, our right defensive end, who's out with that terrible ankle injury caused right before the whistle was blown or the half ended at Maryland.
Maryland, right.
I also have to give a high five to Zane Parr. I think he had his best game by far as a Cavalier. I want to say that maybe he had like 8 tackles or something. And Steve Greer at linebacker continues to be reliable, doing his job. Denzel Burrell had a good game. I think at times the Virginia cornerbacks played well. I did see Corey Mosley come off the field with what looked like a shoulder stinger. We get the injury report tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get it before 7 o'clock at night, which is what has happened the last couple of weeks. But we've got a lot going on right now at that defense, and they've got to gear up for Duke's passing attack. And
well, coaches always say the most important game on the schedule is the next one, but this one really is big, not only for this season, but maybe for the program and for the coaching staff. And certainly when you start 0-3, you put yourself in a very difficult hole. But if Virginia can find a way to win this game and get back to 500 at 4-4, then they've at least put themselves in a position to try to make a run in November and be in a contender, quite possibly even within the Coastal, but certainly be a contender for postseason opportunities. And Thaddeus Lewis and Duke are really putting up some impressive numbers on offense. They can move the football and have done it successfully. And the 3 losses, of course, they lost the opening game to Richmond, and Richmond hasn't, what did the coach at UMass say? They haven't lost in 10 years. It's not that bad, but Richmond's got a nice 17-game winning streak going. Duke lost at Kansas. Kansas at the time was ranked 22nd, and, of course, they lost by only 8 points to Virginia Tech, who obviously is one of the better teams in the ACC and the country, for that matter.
You know, surprisingly, looking at the ACC standings, I remember football media day and all that, and I'm sure you do as well. The sports writers had no idea that Boston College would be 5-3 at this point, and 3-2 in the Atlantic Division. I think they suspected Clemson would be competitive. They never had any idea that Wake would be sitting at 2-2, much less 4-4 overall. Florida State is in disarray. They're 3-4 overall. Their board of trustees has called for the firing of Bobby Bowden and time to move on.
Well, disappointment's not to interrupt, but certainly Florida State, and then you look at NC State 0-3 in the league and North Carolina 0-3 in the league. Those are probably the teams that more was expected of them before the season started. But nevertheless, that's why you play the games. You don't win them in the media room. You got to win them on the football field, the basketball floor, wherever the case may be.
Interestingly, Virginia finds themselves still in this mix. If Virginia can win this Saturday, 3:30 kickoff against Duke, they could go 3-1 in the conference. They're back to 500. overall, and then they have a chance to go down to Miami. And
that would make the Miami game meaningful.
Very meaningful.
No question about it. But
I'm optimistic about that. So it's,
well, let's hope. Yeah, go Hoos. That's what you always want. That's why we're here. In the meantime, the other reason we're here is because of our sponsors. So we want to give a shout-out to them before we close for the evening.
Please consider sending your business to the sponsors of Hoos Talking when the needs arise. We wish to thank
West End Orthopedic Clinic,
TGI Fridays of Richmond,
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm,
Janie Montgomery Scott's, John Maloney and Bill Jeter,
the Virginia Athletics Foundation,
TheSaber.com,
CapTech Ventures,
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists,
La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, which hosted a great reception for our sponsors earlier this week,
and Kelleher Heating and Air.
We thank you for joining us tonight. Go to the game this weekend and root for the Hoos, and let's get a W on Saturday afternoon. Frank Maloney, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Look forward to seeing or hearing or visiting with you again next Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining us.
In HD Radio from the Sports Radio 910 studios, sponsored by CravensKnoll.com, your lawyers for life. This is Sports Radio 910 WRNL AM,
Richmond, Virginia.